Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with, I don't want to work, is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode, and I hope you all enjoy the intro, the new intro for Expressive Espresso. I'm trying to shape things up a little bit and, you know, bring you guys something new, something fresh. But let's get into the topic right now. Your credit score seems to influence everything these days. Many employers will look at them before hiring a new employee. And of course, the bank bases their decisions about loan approvals very heavily on credit scores. Even insurance companies often look at your credit scores. Maintaining the best score you can is very important. Unfortunately, there are many ways you can ruin your credit score if you're not careful. As I have said before, we have to take a look at the past in order to truly understand the future. And that's true with anything. That's events in history, relationships, etc. With this in mind, do what you can to avoid these top five mistakes. First, let's start with carrying high balances. A large portion of your credit score is determined by what percentage you're utilizing. So for example, if you have a total limit of $20,000 on your credit cards and you're carrying balances that total $15,000, then you're using 75% of your credit. The closer the number is to zero, the better. Although no one knows for certain, most experts believe the magic number is 30%. If you're utilizing more than 30% of your available credit, your score is lower because of it. Second, lack of timeliness. The largest portion of your credit score is determined by how well you pay your bills on time. I want to say a few years back, this used to be a really bad issue for me. I don't know what I was thinking and how I saw, but I just didn't understand the importance of credit. With that in mind, credit bureaus normally aren't notified until you're at least 30 days late. After that point, your credit takes a hit. The penalty to your score is even greater if you're 60, 90, or 90 plus days late. Paying your bills on time and in those payments, paying off whatever you charged during the previous month helps to raise your score for both timeliness and total credit utilization. Third is lack of housekeeping. Most credit cards have errors, and these mistakes might not be in your favor. At the very least, get a copy of your credit report annually. You can get all three for free once a year. That website to obtain your one free credit report a year is annualcreditreport.com. That is www.annualcreditreport.com. As a rule, it's a good idea to review your credit report at least 90 days before applying for any credit. It can take that long to get any errors removed. Remember to plan ahead. Fourth point is canceling your credit. And some experts tell you to cut up your credit cards and throw them away. Doing that is fine, just don't close the account. This is related to my first point. Now again, imagine that you have $30,000 of total credit available to you. Let's say three cards by $10,000 each. If two cards have a zero balance and the other has a $6,000 balance, you're using 20% of your credit. If you cancel the two cards with zero balances, you're now utilizing 60% of your available credit. Ouch. The ideal situation is to have a lot of credit available to you, but carry as low a balance as possible. Fifth point, have limited credit. With this, many people think they're doing well by only having one credit card and not carrying a balance. However, your credit score will be higher if you have some varied forms of credit on your report. An example of that would be a credit card or two, a store card, and a car loan. In this example, the car loan doesn't have to still be open. Just having a car loan in the past is fine. Be sure your credit history has some variety concerning the forms of credit you've used. And now it's time to get out of the past and look towards the future with 10 ways to raise your credit score. The possibility to raise your credit score with some simple changes is available. Again, credit scores affect insurance rates, loan interest rates, and other important financial products. With this, you want to consider these ideas to raise your credit score. One, piggyback on good credit histories. You can use a family member's or friend's good credit history to help you. If you add yourself to an account in good standing, your credit score will go up. Most credit cards allow users to add family members and distant relatives to their accounts. You'll be an authorized user on the account and able to make purchases. Two, keep old accounts open. Again, it's so important to keep older accounts open, like credit cards, because they influence credit scores. Credit scores can decrease if you close accounts. Account age also matters. Scores are affected positively by older accounts because they show a history of maintaining credit. Plus, these old accounts add to the amount of credit you have access to, thus lowering the percentage of available credit you're using, which raises your score. Three, set up auto payments. Automatic payments are a convenient way to pay bills every month. They're also an easy way to avoid a late payment fee. Auto payments can improve your credit score by preventing these issues. Four, pay credit card bills more than once a month, if you can. I know some credit card companies don't allow that, and that's really a small percentage. But credit scores rely on a debt utilization ratio. The ratio compares to how much debt you have to the size of your credit limit. One way to improve credit scores is to lower the debt utilization ratio. Paying your credit card bills more than once a month can help you improve the score by decreasing the ratio. Extra payments lower your debt while increasing how much credit is available during the month. Five, you want to ask for goodwill deletions. It's possible to ask credit reporting agencies and lenders for goodwill deletions. Basically, a goodwill deletion is a goodwill letter, and it's a request to a bank, lender, or any other creditor to remove a mispayment or other mistake from your credit report. As the name implies, a creditor is under no obligation to comply with or consider your request. Late fees, late payments, or unpaid bills can affect credit scores. A goodwill deletion is a request to remove these items based on prior good history. This method works if you're a long-term customer with few issues. Six, and I know this is hard, especially once you start getting your credit together, avoid pre-approved offers. The pre-approved offers that come in the mail usually require a credit check, and multiple credit checks affect your credit score by lowering it. Seven, you want to avoid new utility accounts. Utilities like gas, electricity, and phone services require credit checks that lower scores, and it's better to transfer utilities to a new address instead of opening new ones. Did you return all of your library books? Unpaid fines can decrease your credit score, and libraries can send unpaid bills to collection agencies. Make sure you pay those. Nine, you want to avoid online quote comparisons. Online quotes for insurance or loans count as inquiries on your credit score. These credit checks affect the score each time you request a quote. Getting quotes from multiple websites can lead to many credit checks. It's best to narrow down the options before getting a quote so your score isn't affected. Last but not least, establish long-term credit. Instead of switching to a new company that promises lower rates for a few months, consider staying with the previous run. Credit scores go up based on a positive long-term relationship with lenders. And of course, it may be tempting to take the lower credit card offer from another company to move balances, but your score may suffer. Having a high credit score makes life a lot easier. It's easier to get credit when you need it, and that credit is much cheaper too. The interest rates you pay on loans and credit cards are largely a function of your credit score. Get that score as high as you can, and you'll save a boatload of money over your lifetime. Careful planning is an important part of getting a higher score. I have been your host, Alexis DeAngicoli. This is Expressive Espresso. Thank you so much for continuing to sip the podcast. And until we meet again, have a great week.